We continue with Arusul Quran, which is Surah Ar-Rahman, the 55th Surah of the Noble Quran. In the verses that we shared with you yesterday, we focused with regards to some of the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conferred upon man in terms of the pearls and the corals, in terms of the ships that sail in the ocean like mountains. After mentioning much of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then reminds us about the reality of this world, the fact that our existence in this world is a temporary one, and that He is the eternal being. And it's for that reason that He states, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانَ, that all who are on the earth are bound to perish. Every person, everything will perish. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, the countenance of your sustainer will remain in all its majesty and glory. All the creation in the heavens and the earth, they will at some stage perish. They will cease to terminate. No, everyone is dependent on Allah, and Allah is dependent on none. Every moment Allah fulfills the needs according to His wisdom. Every moment He is engaged in something else. And it is for that reason that we need to understand that to cause someone to die, to give life to someone, to cause someone to burn, to cause someone to fall ill, to cure someone, to cause someone to go ahead, to cause someone to lag behind, to give certain things to certain people to take away, all these are indeed included in the affairs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attends to. And everything else is gauged from there. The fact that jinn dwell on earth and they are subject to decay and death, jinn and man have specifically been singled out that they both will come to an end. They will perish. And all that will remain, وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ, the being of Allah. It refers to the being of Allah, the Zat of Allah. That is all that will remain. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ, that the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain when everything else perishes. And that we need to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from eternity and will remain to eternity. And now we need to attach ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah refers to Himself as your Rabb. And for that there is a great honor that we should remember Allah in special ways when praising Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also refers to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a unique manner by referring to, in this verse, Rabbik, your Rabb. In another instance in the Quran, Abduhu, His servant. Allah declares His very close and special relationship with His messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by extension with all His servants. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, which of the bounties of your Lord can you deny? يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, all who are in the heavens and the earth beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the matters, all the requirements, all the needs of the entire creation, they ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for fulfillment of that. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنِ, every day Allah is engaged in some matter. That there is a new cycle of events that happen, that occur in this world, and that is all with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we indicated, that causing someone to advance, someone to lag behind, giving life, giving death, it's all part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is engaged in. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ, which of the bounties of your Lord can you deny? سَنَفْرُغُ لَكُمْ أَيُّهَا الثَّقَلَانِ, we shall quickly dispense ourselves for you, O you the two heavily laden groups. Specific mention being made to the two heavy groups, jinn and men, and that they will be taken to account. The criminals will be taken to task in full, while the obedient and loyal servants will be rewarded in full. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, which of the bounties of your Lord can you deny? Ya ma'ashara al-jinni wal-ins, O group of jinn and human, in istata'atum an tanfudhu min aqtari as-samawati wal-ard, if you are able to flee from the corners of the heavens and the earth, if someone wants to flee from the authority of Allah, someone wants to evade the authority of Allah, someone wants to avoid the authority of Allah, how can that he do that? How can she do that? Allah says, if you want to do that, attempt to. فَانْفُضُوا Then go ahead, do it, attempt to flee. If he flees, where will he flee to? Is there any other kingdom that a person can take refuge in other than the kingdom of Allah? La tanfuduna illa bi sultan, that you will not be able to flee without any mandate from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The paltry governments of this world do not permit anyone to leave their jurisdiction without permission. The person has committed a crime in South Africa, immediately he is blacklisted. He is blacklisted by the police, by IPED, by the Hawks, Interpol. He may not be able to leave the boundaries of this country without his passport, and if he's blacklisted at the border post, at the immigration's office, he will be stopped and he will be kept within the country. Subhanallah, how do we think that we will escape the dominion of Allah, that we will commit sin and that we will violate the commands of Allah and that we will evade accountability? That is not possible. That the jurisdictions of this world don't allow people to move around freely without having accountability for their actions. How will we possibly evade the accountability by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ Now which of the bounties of your sustainer will you deny? That what a great bounty is that Allah has explained to us all these things so openly. Allah has explained to us the reality of what is to happen in the year after so clearly, that He's drawing our attention to how we should conduct ourselves, the advantages and the disadvantages. Will we not value this bounty? Will you still continue to deny such great power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who realize what is to come and that we prepare ourselves adequately.